my dust gathering ditties, written for the gaping crowd. Dear God, did I say that out loud? Listen, Shelley, Keats, and Byron. I was thinking of retiring. There's no market here for musings on the winnings or the losings. Our ships have run aground. Read the histories they've all found. We feigned courage, then stood down, then stood down. Oh, we're all of us besmirched, both the holy and unchurched. They're pleased the more it hurts. All our petty loss and triumph.
Welcome to Listening Lyrics. We're live on the air. It's a Friday afternoon, so that means we've got musicians in the studio, and they're warming up a little. This week we have Didar Singh joining us, and his trio with him right now, with Mike Kahn on bongos and Jeff Brook on bass. We're going to be talking to them, and we'll spend the whole hour listening to some live music and what they're all about. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. The show's Listening Lyrics, where I introduce different musicians from all walks of life, all ages, all genres, and we get to know a little bit about them. We're going to finish out the song you're listening to in the background, which is called We Are All Besmirched. Besmirched. We're going to find out some of the lyrics that Didar has written here. I'm looking at a list of names of songs. They're all, you just need to listen to the song just by the title. But anyways, let's finish up listening to this one.
Seems they're pleased, the more it hurts. Friends and neighbors, here's the lesson. Doesn't matter what it's dressed in. There's no answer to our question. This world is hard to do our best in. The falsehoods that we practice, for in truth no one has asked us. Give me comfort, give me solace, as my recompense for all this, for all of this. Oh, we're all of us besmirched, both the holy and unchurched. And the gods will do their worst. Seems they're pleased the more it hurts. Oh,
Welcome back. We started off with a song called Listen, Shelley, Keats, and Byron with Didar Singh. Welcome, Didar. How are you?
I'm doing great, Peter. How are you?
I am excellent.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming back.
All right.
You're becoming a regular here.
That's right.
So I'm beginning to enjoy it.
At first,
whoa, what is this?
Who the hell is this guy?
Looks
like
anyways,
a criminal.
The songs we heard, that's you, but also Karma Loading. Who's Karma Loading?
Karma Loading is a rotating cast of disreputable characters. Mike Kahn is usually in it as a drummer.
Okay.
Jane Thompson is off on a regular basis, but Jeff Brook has been kindly learning these songs.
Okay.
So he's kind of the substitute for Jane, who's out of town. And then Joan Ogden, who's a local Davis girl, plays mandolin often in our
movie. So that's...
It's often a quartet.
So it's a group. Karma isn't the name of someone and their last name Loading.
No. It was a little play on carb loading. So it was actually a song I wrote on the fifth album that Toby, who you met, Toby...
Yes.
Who used to be my drummer, he thought it was funny. So he said, let's call ourselves Karma Loading. And we all thought it was cute. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's a little play on carb loading.
So your latest LP, Vein in the Air.
Vein in the Fair.
In the Fair, yes. Okay,
it's a little pun on Vanity Fair.
Okay, so I'm looking at some of these titles. I don't know. I think each one of these songs is a little deeper than just I Love You.
Yeah, I don't, I Love You songs are good, but I don't write a lot of those.
Or I'm so glad she left me or something like that. It's not quite your genre, is it?
No, it's not my genre. I'm a huge fan of this guy named Richard Thompson who writes a lot of dark songs. I like that stuff. I find it cathartic. I just wrote a song on death yesterday.
Whoa.
Called
on death.
Wind Me Down Slowly. Lord, Wind Me Down Slowly. It was a good rhyme.
That was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Are we going to hear it today?
I mean, no, but I can play a little bit of it. I actually played it at Arboretum Jam today.
Okay, we're going to talk about that also. Well, anyways, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
We're going to hear some live stuff. We'll play one or two more of your recorded things.
Thank you.
And we'll stay away from the country music. So... it's not that it's bad. I had a guy on here that played country music, and you know what his first song was titled?
What?
How My Baby Lost Her Panties on the Ballroom Floor.
That's a good one. That song writes itself.
So, okay, what do you want to do? Are you guys ready to just
introduce
yourselves?
We can play
yourselves?
Something. These are all new songs that aren't even going to be on the new album because they post-date the new album that'll come out in a month or two.
Okay.
The new album is going to be called Mistakes and Improprieties, which is, again, a song title.
But
this first song we're going to do is called Buddy, Can You Spare a Paradigm Shift?
Okay.
So this seemed funny to me. I saw some guy on the news who was, Trump, there was an assassination attempt on Trump, right? And so the Secret Service was in trouble. So this guy came on and he's trying to cover his ass a little bit.
Right.
So he says, but we really need a paradigm shift at the agency here. And I just thought that's one too many uses of the phrase paradigm shift. I thought I would write a song that kind of lampoons.
I'd love it.
Lampoons how people are doing that.
So. Okay. And you're the only one on vocals.
Yes, I will. Mike can sing, but it's too hard in here now. So
I could yell.
Yeah, you can. I would if you don't mind. If you can sing, if you can sing on this,
do whatever you can.
I'll try.
Yeah, he kind of knows this. These are all pretty new, but we have been practicing them.
Alrighty.
Okay, so we're gonna. Absolve them. So throw our lamest buzzwords at the problem. Buddy, can you spare a paradigm shift? Slap lipstick on that pig, and what do you get? You get a dolled up pig and the makings of a new grift. Buddy, can you spare a paradigm shift? Outside the box, I swear the weather's fine. Not two, but one toke over the line. I'll meet you where the intersection's busy. Simplify, don't complicate, come with me. Buddy, can you spare a paradigm shift? Slap lipstick on that pig, and what do you get? You get a dolled up pig and the makings of a new grift. Buddy, can you spare a paradigm shift?
Of course.
Good.
I love that song.
I love it too. What a play on words. But I've got to talk to Jeff for a moment. If you can just tune it down a bit.
Is it okay?
One doesn't know.
I can't hear it.
You can't hear it. Oh, no, not on the air. No. Yeah.
Okay.
But, anyways, that was great.
And thank you.
It's a brand new song. It's a play on words. And I have to apologize to you guys. You're all dressed nice and warm. And this studio
is
extremely hot.
Yeah,
the new one we're getting will have its own air con.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I, too, thought I'm a little hot.
So, anyways, yes, take a break. Take off your sweaters.
Your wraps
and everything else.
Know. Yeah, please.
We talked a little bit about what you do Fridays at noon right here on the campus of UC Davis. There you are surrounded by, 35,000 students?
Something like that.
Something like that. And then another 60,000 people in Davis. It's free?
It's free.
And
people
what happens
by
there?
So it's a wonderful thing. It's like a song circle. We've been doing it for 7-8 years.
Right.
Or longer, really. I've been doing it for 7-8 years. And it's at the Wyatt Deck in the middle of the UC Davis Arboretum.
Right.
In that Redwood section. And,
right.
Yeah, people show up at noon and... you don't have to bring any songs, but if you want to bring 7, 8, 9 copies of a song that you would like to play, we just take turns. We go around the circle. And I always play my new songs, and there's another guy there that often sings original songs, too. But most people are just, bringing songs that they like and that sometimes that people know, but people don't have to know them if they're not too complicated.
And it's all guitar.
Fiddle. Fiddle. Anything really.
Yeah.
We got a piano. We've had mandolin. We've had. And there's a lot of ukuleles.
Okay, yeah, of
course. A lot of guys bring ukuleles. So.
Yeah.
But I would say mostly guitar. Typical boomer stuff.
Okay, well, let's just go around once. I have to introduce everybody. Jeff Brooke, right?
Brooke. Yes.
So, Jeff, you're on the bass. Just tell us a little bit about why you are playing bass, how long you've been playing it, and what are you playing at?
I'm new to the bass. I've
yes.
been playing guitar forever. Didar was kind enough to say, "Hey, Jeff, learn the bass, and maybe I can have you fill in." And I've been playing for maybe 7 or 8 months, and I'm playing a Tajima, which I got. It's a bass made in Brazil. I got it out of Watermelon. Jeff,
nice.
Jeff, the owner out there,
right.
suggested it for a beginner, and
right.
At any rate, that's what I do. And
so the difference for people who don't know between a guitar and a bass is a bass only has 4 strings, right? Is it easier to play?
Yes and no. I'll say this about playing the bass. You know, I've been playing guitar off and on since I was 16.
Right.
I didn't start taking it seriously until about 10 or 15 years ago.
Right.
And it took the bass for me to learn the fretboard.
Right.
And it's been really invaluable.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't say that it's any easier or harder. It's just different.
Yeah.
But I enjoy the heck out of it.
Okay. And let's swing over to Mike here. Mike Kahn on the bongos.
Yeah.
Mike Bongo on the con.
Congo.
On the Congo, yeah.
From the Belgian Congo.
Right. How long have you been tapping your way through life?
Well, I was born in Berkeley and raised in El Cerrito, and I've been playing the drums since the 60s.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was playing in a Beatles acoustic band with that's where I met Didar.
That's right.
And I was playing bongos in that band. And
You were like a cover band for the Beatles?
Yeah.
Day and I still do that, although we don't get a heck of a lot of gigs, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We played the farmer's market every year,
right.
The Wednesday show, you know, that they have the farmer's market.
Right.
And we get a few other gigs, but Day's in a couple, like a lot of us, he's in a lot of bands.
Yeah.
But Mike, I was very lucky to get him. I mean, he's just an incredible drummer. Our last drummer, who was also a wonderful drummer, was missing a few things. He was a little busy, so I kind of got Mike to come on. Plus, Mike is willing to sing, and he sings pretty well. So.
Yeah, I heard him.
He sings like three octaves below me.
Yeah, that's it. He's got that Johnny. He's got that Johnny Cash thing going
for him. Well, I told him there's a great rock and roll band called Squeeze. They're British.
Right.
Just wonderful musicians. And they always did this weird thing where the lead singers, one sang an octave below. They didn't sing thirds like normal harmony. They sang octaves, but it sounded really cool. So
Squeeze, I do remember them.
Yeah, Squeeze is a wonderful band.
They were
band.
An A&M band on A&M labels.
Oh, okay.
They were?
Yeah,
you're
I
right.
Think
they
so.
Probably had one
yeah.
hit. But they were, they're much bigger in England than here, I think. And I'm a big fan. My mentor, Richard Thompson, is a big fan, too.
Okay.
So. But anyway.
Okay, so how long have you been doing this, Mike? When did you figure out that this is going to be a big hunk of your life?
Like I said, I played in a lot of bands when I was in high school into college. And then got married and had a family and just kind of left the drums to sit for quite a while.
Okay.
But then when my son, who's a really good musician, said, "Dad," he started a jazz band in high school.
Okay.
In his high school.
Okay.
And he said, "Dad, we can't find a drummer. Could you fill in?"
Oh, wow.
And I said, "Yeah, but I got to practice some."
Yeah.
And it took me about, I don't know, 3-4 months to get the muscles back in shape.
Okay.
And ever since then, I've been playing again. So
the muscles back in shape. Let's see. You guys use your 4 limbs.
Yes.
And your head becomes the 5th limb because I see drummers always doing these weird things, right?
It's the drummer face.
Yeah, the drummer face. Yeah. Well, welcome. I'm glad you picked up the drums. I'm glad you're all here. I guess you play a regular drum set also, right? The full set.
Yeah, usually when we play out, I bring out a small kit.
Right, right. Yeah, okay. All righty. We're going to hear one more from you guys before we continue. Let's see. What have we got?
Well, how about we do... this is one of my songs that is has a little edge to it, let's say. I just also wrote this a couple days ago, and this is... what do I call this? Every time ... an angel gets a wing. So the line is, every time she puts me down, an angel gets her wings. And okay, that just seemed very funny to me. Again, that Richard Thompson guy that I like a lot, he wrote a song once called She Twists the Knife Again, which is, it's not really funny. It's just, it's just heavy.
Yeah.
But it's really well written.
Okay.
So I like these kind of songs. And this is a woman that is not treating her man very, but to me it's cathartic, right? And it's not about my own dear wife, who's the soul of patience and kindness, and never has a cross word for me.
Whoa, okay.
Ha ha. No, it's not about her. But it just seemed funny to me. So, and I love the beat and everything. So we'll see how it goes.
Off we go.
Yeah.
I hope it's tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're gonna have Mike do this one. Oh, wait a minute. No. Gotta get to drop D. Sorry, gang. Live radio. So I play this in drop D, and it's not gonna work if I'm not. Drop D is tuning your bass string down to a D. Usually on a guitar, normal tuning like I played that last song, and it's got an E, but it's not gonna sound right in that.
Okay.
All right, try it. Come to me, she's just a blushing bride. But through the years and love's arrears, it seems God's on her side. And there's misfortunes by the score, and all life's little stings. Every time she puts me down, an angel gets her wings. All my air. She tells me I'll get used to it, not going anywhere. Though I struggle now and then and rearrange my things, every time she puts me down, an angel gets her wings. She'll explain how this stuff always works. The process isn't smooth at all. It comes in fits and jerks. I guess that this will stay the same. She's worked out all the kinks. Every time she puts me down, an angel gets her wings. Sufferings. Hey, cheer up. Every time she puts me down, an angel gets her wings. One more.
nicely done, nicely done.
Thank you, thank you. We're not too loud. Not
well, no, you're loud, but we're okay. We're okay.
All right.
Let's see. I'm going to put Mike to work because of his voice. Are you good at PSAs? Public service announcements?
Give it a shot.
You're going to give it a shot. I love it. Okay. Let's see. One, two, three, four. We have four senior citizens here. So I thought this would be appropriate.
Okay. This is for the City of Davis Senior Center. The City of Davis Senior Center provides recreational, social, and support services for mature adults in our community. Offerings include health, fitness, and technology classes, meal and nutrition programs, health insurance counseling, text preparation assistance, travel opportunities, lectures and discussion groups, and an information program to help seniors find even more community services. For more information, visit cityofdavis.org/residents and click on Senior Services.
I'm in.
Wow. Mike, you're perfect.
I could use some of those senior services.
I could too, but you know what,
yeah,
guys? If ever you're in the mood, give them a contact, because I think every month or twice a month they give free meals for senior citizens that need it. And I know they're always looking for some entertainment while going on.
Yeah, yeah, we can go
so,
that.
Yeah, you know, that might be kind of fun.
Good use for our time.
A good use for your time. And then maybe you might get some free tax advice.
Yeah, you know? I could use that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's unbelievable already, guys? We're almost halfway through the show. Matter of fact, we are halfway through the show. It just goes so quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
We're in a time warp here.
Yeah.
So here's the song idea for you, talking about a time warp.
Yeah.
I heard the other day that we are never living in the present moment.
Right.
We always live in the past.
Yeah,
there's only a future. There's only a past. Because when I'm looking at you now, by the time my brain interprets that I'm looking at you, it's already happened.
That's right.
So there's no present.
I'm going to write that song.
I need a song about that.
I think that song might win a Pulitzer or something.
No, well, maybe we have to take that word out of our
I don't want to set the bar too high, but I feel like.
Okay, so you've got a new album out that you put out earlier this year. As a matter of fact, right around New Year, I believe, of last year. Vain and the Fair. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Vain and the Fair, I mean, I can't even remember about it. I mean, my favorite song on Vain and Fair is the first song. It's called Nurse Adjust My Dose.
right there with the senior center stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that just seemed, again, funny to me. The guy's kind of in, I don't know, some sort of psychiatric ward or something, and he says, if I'm not cheerful, nurse, adjust my dose. So he's had bad things happening to him. But, of course, it's a cute melody. It's kind of it's a rock and roll thing, so it's got a lot of zip to it. I had a wonderful, wonderful harmony singer on the last album named Chris Laquette, who's local. I think she lives in Davis, actually, although I met her from a contact in Woodland where I live.
Okay.
But anyway, she sang harmony about 9 of the songs. I got my friend Matt DeMeo to do harmony on the title cut. You know, it's we loved the album. I thought the singing was really good. But really, when these things come out, I'm already on to the next one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's in the past.
It's in the past. Yeah, right, exactly. So, and we're not even playing many of those songs, although they're good. We're doing Nurse Adjust My Dose. That may be the only one we're playing.
Are you going to play that today?
No, I'm sorry. I mean, we could.
It's a short song. Why don't we just play it?
Yeah, it's
okay,
my favorite.
Let's just play it. It's the favorite off your album. It's available on Spotify. It's available on Apple, I'm sure.
Apple, iTunes. And Bandcamp.com is the best place to get
Bandcamp.
Some. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
under what title?
Under Vain and the Fair, but the title page for me is didarsinghalsa.bandcamp.com. So if they can see my whole name somewhere on your radio show.
Well, yes, it will be posted.
It will be posted.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
yeah.
Alrighty. Okay, let's take a quick listen to it here.
Sure, thank you.
She rubbed me rough. The vengeance of a spiteful, angry god. I looked down as helpless as a man.
square paper bag. Her fortunes arose while mine began to sag. It's easier with no dense cellulose. If I'm not cheerful, nurse, adjust my dose. There's a no need for you folks to laugh and gloat. I protest, but the words stick in my throat. Not everyone has ear style and a plum. My needle moves from blind to deaf to numb. Fight from out this web paper bag. Her fortunes arose while mine began to sag. It's easier with no damn cellulose. And if I'm not cheerful, nurse, adjust my dose. Escort them off the ward, nurse. Maybe by this day next week I'll regain the strength to speak.
Nurse, adjust my dose. Whoa. Like I said, falls right in line with all the senior citizens sitting in this studio right now.
Yeah.
Well, Mike's got another announcement for us. Mike, give it to us there, would you please?
Okay. This is for a show that comes on Wednesdays called In the Key of Folk with Karen Lisi.
Yep.
Presents traditional and current folk, Americana, and bluegrass music with Celtic, Nordic, and Spanish infusions, plus a variety of contra dance tunes threaded through the hour. Tune in on Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on KDRT 95.7, Davis, California.
What's contra dance?
Contra dance is this, it's kind of a traditional dance from the UK.
Oh.
Where they... you probably would see it on some movies, you know, where they do reels and stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. We were talking about your title cut, Vein in the
yeah,
Fair. You're going to tell me a little bit about
that's
it.
That's a good story. And
are you going to play it live?
No.
No,
but
okay.
I mean, if
no,
you really
no,
want
no.
to, you can play it.
No. I want to hear more
I
live.
I only wanted to, because Jeff's the substitute bass player, I'm trying to do stuff that we practiced a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Vein in the Fair, it's an interesting story, I think. It really has to do with Vanity Fair, the great novel by Thackeray, which is one of my favorite novels.
Okay.
It's just, Vein in the Fair means, the fair is life. You know, the fair is like, the Indians would call it Maya.
Right.
So, like this attachment to surface things and this struggle for status and love and power
right.
and glory. That's all called. That's what Vanity Fair means. So I thought I'd write a song that reflected that. And I do like the song a lot. And we did it for a while, but we don't do it anymore. I write too many, and
yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
excited about the newer ones. But that,
So, I think you've said enough about that song that people will want to hear it.
Yeah. I hope
so, let's point them to where they can hear it. You can just go to Bandcamp.
Yeah, go to didarsinkhulsa.bandcamp.com,
yep.
or if you just Google Didar and Vein in the Fair,
yeah.
that will come up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. What have you got live for us?
Well, let's do another song, another new one. And this, let's see, I got to get this over here. It's.
Are you going to harmonize on this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, Lord of the Years, my shirt. And the first one she came to me, she just a blushing bride.
He's flipping
I was born
his...
for better things. The Upright and the Strong is what it's called, yeah.
Okay.
Jeff knew, but I had to find the lyrics or I'd never remember it because it's brand new. We played a little bit, but it's got a cool beat. I was born for better things, or so my mother said. I was fit to beat the band and not get beat instead. Yet here I struggle day to day to earn my crust of bread. I was born for better things, or so my mother said. Admit me to the company of the upright and the strong. The righteous looked me over, nodded sagely, carry on. This man will get further up if we help him along. Admit me to the company of the upright and the strong. You can laugh and point my way and it won't matter much. I can fill a niche here in it, just do thus and such. If thus and such were good deeds and not just my normal stuff, you can laugh and point my way and it won't matter much. Admit me to the company of the upright and the strong. The righteous look me over, not as sagely carry on. Said this man will get further up if we help him along. Admit me to the company of the upright and the strong. Find a better way to live a cleaner life. I intended more than just lay down and die. If you can't help, maybe shoot me one good reason why. I can't find a better way to live a cleaner life. Admit me to the company of the upright and the strong. Righteous look me over, nodded sagely, carry on. They said this man will get further up if we help him along. Admit me to the company of the upright and the strong. Also a new one.
Done, nicely done. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
How long have you been playing guitar?
I've been playing guitar since I was 11.
Oh, long, long time.
Knee high to a gopher.
And when did you start learning to write songs?
Not much until 13 years ago when I started taking Richard Thompson's guitar camp.
Okay.
But I had written a couple songs that I felt were good songs in the mid-80s. But I just thought, you know, I was busy. I ran a farm and didn't have time and didn't you know, to play with people or anything. But once I started going to this camp, I thought, well, these people are interested in what I write. They'll listen to it if nobody else will. Because
yeah.
I made friends at all this with all these guys that have the same taste in music that I do.
So let me ask you a question. Do you have a website?
No, I mean, and Facebook. I put a lot of stuff up on Facebook.
Okay, so the reason I'm asking is your lyrics are outstanding. I was wondering if when you publish, I'm sure you publish these, right? They're copyright?
Well, everything's copyrighted that gets recorded. I mean, I mean, theoretically, everything you write is copyrighted automatically. But but to copyright something, all you do is put on the CD, copyright Didar Singh Khalsa.
Okay. Yeah. So the question here is, do you have a place where people can actually read the lyrics?
On my Facebook page.
Okay.
Awesome. Not all of them, but I definitely publish. I definitely publish things. And on Bandcamp, there's your email address is published, so if they go to Bandcamp, you can send me an email and get lyrics.
Okay,
it's easy enough.
Yeah. Okay. Where's your next gig besides the UC
well,
Davis?
Well, we usually play the first Friday every month on Woodland, but they won't do those till February. We'll probably
where in Woodland.
Well, it's downtown, usually outside on Main Street between 1st and 3rd. They'll have six or seven bands, and we play almost every one of those. But they won't have it again probably till February, first Friday in February. They'll skip it in December.
Have you looked into Morgan's Mill?
Yes, I played Morgan's Mill a few years ago. Okay. I played at Morgan's Mill, I guess, three or four times, including the last time booked by Dave, who worked at KDRT. But they actually were not – they really wanted – they're hiring people that have a little bit more draw than I do. So they didn't used to, but they want someone with a lot of followers on, and a big presence. They've been hiring bands like that play Strawberry Music Festival and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
They're a little bit out of my league now. They didn't used to be, but I would say – But we just got an in with Blue Note, so we'll probably play
nice.
There.
Yeah,
we played Winters this last summer. We played Winters three times, and those are great shows, because Winters will close off that whole downtown street.
Yes, yes.
And it's nice for us because we get people kind of paying attention to us. A lot of times in the Woodland shows, people are walking by, they're not paying that much attention.
Right.
Whereas in Winters, we like those.
That's a nice place to
play. Sam Hawk is a big supporter. He's a DJ here.
Right.
And Michelle Martin, who's a wonderful fiddler, likes us. And so she helped us get booked out there. But we are Blue Note, the lady that books at Blue Note, did hear our last show downtown, came by to Jeff's wife and said, hey, we want you guys to play. So hopefully we'll get in at Blue Note soon.
So
I'm just going to mention that it was unusual because we got caught during a pouring rainstorm, yet this woman came out specifically to give her card. Gave it to my wife,
nice.
But she was interested.
So hopefully they'll.
And
people should come by the Arboretum Jam. It's fun. Any musicians or people that want to hear. We actually do get usually maybe anywhere from 10 to 30 people listening and then from, 20 to 30 people, participating. So it's fun.
Okay, so you said that one venue was out of your league. You know, maybe in the future they're out of your league, so don't take it personally,
Yeah. No, I had played there under old management, but they kind of came in and they've been.
It's all new now. It's all new now.
Yeah, it is new.
And they have a new playing area now.
Yeah, not the outside one?
Well, they have an outside one, but now they have a balcony, the patio, that's completely curtained off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, enough of that, because we only have 15 minutes left.
Sure.
You're listening to KDRT 95. Oh, that should have been you.
Yeah, falling down on the job.
Oh, my God. That should have been you. My God, you can say that. You're listening to KDRT 95.7.
Listening to KDRT 95.7.
Oh, I love it.
What a baritone.
I love it.
What a baritone. He sounds like Richard Mann.
I'm your host, Peter Pasteur. You're listening to Listening Lyrics. I'm sitting here with Didar Singh. Of Didar Singh, and with him is Jeff Brook on the bass and Mike Kahn on the bongos. And I'm going to have you guys play another one, guys, because we that's why you're here, to play music.
And I certainly can. You want me to play that new one?
I
don't think Jeff could do it, but Mike can certainly do it, and then we'll sound fine.
Which one?
Okay, so you don't care. You're just gonna play a slow. You're just gonna play a slow 4/4. It's gonna. Okay, it's called "Oh Lord, Wind Me Down Slowly." Okay.
Oh yeah, I gotta listen to the lyrics too.
I like this song and.
Whoa.
It's Is that too loud? You want me to turn this down?
Yeah, a little bit.
Sure.
A little bit there, yeah.
Sure. Is that...
Chorus.
Oh yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
And the chorus has to be sung by Mike.
Right.
Okay, because of his voice.
Because of his baritone.
Yes. So Mike, you're gonna be God, and you can all of a sudden come in and say, "Oh, D-Dar, I hear ye.
I hear you. I hear you. You know? I hear you wailing. Yeah. Oh, didar, I hear you wailing.
And slowly.
Yeah, and then I do know ye, and so on.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. That's
and
right.
Your voice is perfect for it.
That's right. He's the voice of God.
And then your voice, you can kind of like be the devil. No, I want him. I want him. You know?
Yeah, that reminds me. That, you know, Randy Newman did a great recording of Faust, if you ever heard it, where he plays the part of the devil. And the part of God is played by James Taylor.
It's
very good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
wonderful.
It tells
wonderful.
That, the story of Dr. Faustus.
Okay. Let's see. We've got about 8 minutes, so we're going to try to get one more song in.
Sure, sure.
Okay. Anything else you need to talk about before we continue with music, or anything else you'd like me to play from your album?
I got some new stuff that I would have sent you, but why don't we try and play, I don't think I know. See, the problem is I didn't bring lyrics. Let's see, what do I have here?
I've got my old book if you want.
Give me something. You got, let's do Storied Life of Crime.
All right.
I bet Jeff could play that with us, too.
You know, the books these guys are throwing around here, just lyrics after lyrics.
Can we do I'm Sorry, Doll?
Yeah, and you know what else is fun sitting here, just to the audience listening? You've got Jeff on the bass, and he's looking over Didar's shoulder, trying to see the chords.
Yeah, he never hardly played that last one.
You know, like all of us typical old-timers, he's trying to do it through his bifocals.
Yeah. You know? Me too. I can't see him.
Yeah. And he's stretching, you know, his neck is going out while he's plucking away.
Yeah.
So anyways, what is this song?
So this is a song called I'm Sorry, Doll. I like this a lot. And we generally will perform this in our shows. So.
Okay.
So we should be able to handle this. The intro's on the chorus, guys.
I'm sorry, doll, that I
Sort of play that.
Perfect timing. Yeah. Perfect timing. Well, guys, we have a minute and a half, so this is it.
Yeah, this is it.
We've
well, thank
got to say goodbye.
Thank you for having us. We enjoyed playing our stuff.
Yeah, I want to thank Didar Singh and his group of merry men, Mike and Jeff. Thank you both for coming on here.
Thank you, Peter.
You're all very talented. I'm very impressed.
Oh, thank you.
And I hope more and more people get to enjoy you.
I hope so, too.
Huh? That's right. I think so. That's right.
Yeah, we're bound to be big.
You've been listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I've been your host, Peter Pastore. And next week we'll be back with, I'm not good here. I can't recall who I'm having next week, but I'm having somebody next week. Someone's coming.
Someone wonderful.
We'll come back.
So,
transcendent.
Anyways, I'm just going to go out with a. Oh, no, we're not even going to do this. We've got 10 seconds. Guys, thanks again. Bandcamp is the place to go.
Didarsingkhalsa.bandcamp.com.